Welcome to the Way Up Podcast with Jeff Knoll, where we dive deep into the stories of individuals who have navigated unexpected twists and turns in their journey to success. Today, I'm thrilled to have Benjamin Allgaier joining me as our guest. Benjamin's story is a testament to the power of adaptability and seizing new opportunities. Despite dedicating much of his life pursuing a career in medicine, Ben found himself at a crossroads where he decided to pivot his path towards real estate investment and entrepreneurship. As the founder of Crown City Homes and Stonemont Security Solutions in the vibrant Kansas City area, Ben brings a wealth of experience and insights to the table. In this episode, Ben opens up about his journey, sharing pivotal moments that led him to where he is today. From initial dreams of becoming a doctor to his entrepreneurial ventures, Ben's story is one of resilience, determination, and the courage to embrace change. Specifically, he delves into how his organizational skills, particularly time blocking, have not only streamlined his professional endeavors, but also paved the way for greater freedom and fulfillment in his life. Join us as we uncover the lessons learned, the challenges overcome, and the strategies employed by Benjamin Allgaier on his remarkable ascent. Welcome to the Way Up Podcast. The Way Up Podcast is proudly brought to you by my real estate team, the Noble Team EXP Realty. We're redefining industry standards in the markets we operate, distinguishing ourselves from the crowd. We leverage our uniqueness to gain a strategic edge, all while elevating not only ourselves, but also those in our world, including our competitors. Join us on this journey. Your time and investment will undoubtedly be well placed. Hang with us till the end. I know you won't be disappointed. Well, I'm excited to be here with my friend Ben Allgaier. We've gotten to know each other just a little bit over the past couple of months. I watch his social media. The marketing that this guy does for himself is off the chain. So totally trying to rip off your brilliant ideas and
go ahead.
And just paying attention to what you guys are doing, because you are doing some incredible things.
It's exhausting, but yes, we're doing some cool stuff.
It's a lot of work. And I'm glad that you said that. I want to, maybe we'll just start right there. I want to dive into first, talk about what you do. Talk about what you do, how you guys are making waves in the real estate business.
So we have an operation that started as a flipping operation. We were buying almost exclusively from wholesalers when we started. And then we started doing a lot of direct to seller marketing after we built a little war chest of some cash and turned that into more of a wholesale type of operation. Because once you have the deals, when you control the deals, you can do whatever you want with the properties. And when you wholesale and wholetail, you make cash a lot quicker than the 6-8 month process of flipping a deal. So now that we have the consistent influx of deal flow, we've kind of built that operation to kind of run on its own. I've got an acquisitions guy who runs that now. And then recently we've gotten into the business of buying businesses. So we now own a security company and a painting company. We're looking into, well, we've started doing developments now. So I don't sleep much and we're constantly running around. I don't know. I've got a little bug in my head that doesn't let me not be actively doing something all the time. Like I can't sit still.
Okay. So this is something that I encountered just this morning experience. I normally meet with a group of guys just here locally around Fort Leonard Wood. We get together at a coffee shop at 6 a.m. on Thursdays. Nice. Love it. Just to have some time to, we're not networking. We're just, you need some time with some dudes every once in a while. You got to have some bro time, I suppose.
Agreed.
And at the coffee shop doesn't seem like a super normal thing for dudes to do, but it's been pretty pleasant. But I missed it. I didn't even think about it. I didn't have it in my calendar. I didn't make it this morning. And I'm pretty involved in our local chamber of commerce. Yeah. And they have a coffee social on, just happened to be today, at 7:30 to 8:30. And I was planning on going to that because I, like you, I like to be involved. I like to be active. I like to be in the middle of whatever's happening. I like to be there. Whenever you're making connections, and I know you know this, when you are around people, you get ideas, you get opportunities arise that wouldn't happen if you weren't there. So
sure.
I'm like, okay, well, I was wanting to spend some time with my wife because we have a trip coming up. We've been really busy. We're going to be busy pretty much all day, every day until we leave. And I was like, babe, will you wake up and just hang out with me for a little bit? Cause I'm not going to see you for the rest of the day until tonight. Yeah. And I'll be tired by then. So hang out with me. So I'm waking her up. She's not a super early morning person.
Neither is my fiance.
And I was laying there and I got up and I realized that I had hung out too long. I missed that 7:30 coffee social too. So two coffee socials. I had a third one scheduled for 9 o'clock with just another entrepreneur, local here, runs a nonprofit here. And
nice.
So I ended up making that one. That was 9 o'clock. My wife said, I can see that you're stressing out that you've missed this stuff. You can't do everything. Yeah. You can't be everywhere. It's okay. Like, give yourself just a little bit of grace that you didn't make it to those things. She's like, you've seen all of these Chamber of Commerce people like twice in the last week. It's okay. You know, you're fine. So
100%.
Like, okay, babe, I feel that. So I totally relate to this being going all the time and being active. How do you feel about, do you ever question, why am I doing all of these things that I'm doing? Does this align with who I am and what I want? Like, my overall goal, does this align with who I am?
All the time, man. I've kind of brought this practice into my life in 2024 where when I'm driving, I will shut everything off. Like, I drive in silence.
I do that a lot too.
Completely silent in the car. And then I just visualize what I want my life to look like. And the crazy thing is, pieces just start to fall into place. Like this year, pieces are just falling into place that never had before. And it's just because I'm constantly focused on what I want. And I've kind of outlined that because you know how this goes. In the beginning, when you start a business, you're just going. There's most of us don't have a roadmap or anything outlined. It's just, I know what I need to do and I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really stop to take a look and go, is this still what I want to be doing? Or am I just doing it because I'm good at it, I make money at it, or whatever? So I've kind of removed myself from the real estate side of things because a lot of us who get into the real estate business, it's not something that we want to do forever. Mm-hmm. Especially for me, it was more of a vehicle to get to other stages of my life, but I never really spent the time to go, well, what are those other stages? Like, what else do I want to do? Until midway through last year, when I got this bug of, I want to go buy businesses and I want to turn these businesses around. I want to expand them. I want to grow them. And I just want to have my hands in as many different businesses as possible and watch them grow. So that's what we've been doing. And that's having that practice of the visualization is moving me towards the goals of continuing to acquire and what my life is going to look like, after I have these businesses. And it really has been tough, especially for entrepreneurs. I mean, we are constantly on the move, and it's been a little hectic and kind of taken away from my relationship with my beginning when I it me not coming home until 7-8 o'clock, and I go to bed at 9 o'clock, and I wake up at 4:30, and she's not awake. So I was spending 30 minutes to an hour with her and then going to bed. And now I'm starting to realize, like, she is one of the most important people in my life, and I need to make time for that. So yesterday we went to walk the dogs for a couple hours, and I'm slowly building that out to where, that stage of my life of just constantly pounding the pavement and doing everything I possibly can to make as much money as possible. It's no longer, the only goal.
Mm-hmm.
There's that time that I want to spend with her and that I want to go do cool things, like make these businesses to where they can run on their own, like we did with the real estate business. So I can go travel and spend time with her and do cool things outside of that. Cause at the end of Gary Vee had a quote that he posted today. I don't remember exactly how it went, but the way that I interpreted it was he was talking about, like, you can do all these things in life, but I mean, really, what are we doing it for? Because in 100 years, no one's going to remember you were here anyway.
Right.
So go and do things to make you happy. Go and be with people to make you happy, because that's really all we get is happiness and chasing these things. They don't make you happy. Don't do them.
Yeah. Well, and I know that me personally, and I'm sure you do too, you have dreams of what you want. You have, your business is probably not operating at the capacity that you want it to, or you can see it in the future.
Oh, for sure.
Being,
yeah.
Cause you know, we always want to see growth and movement forward, mm-hmm. momentum, but it's something different to be able to take a moment and recognize, man, I've created something that's pretty cool. And yeah. I'm grateful for that. And if we're chasing, like for me, I live at the property that I know that I want to keep this place forever. This is like forever home. I'm so happy. And it's not like it's not a mansion. It's a two bathroom house where one of my bathrooms isn't working properly. And I'm just waiting till I have all the money to pay for that, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel so blessed that I have what I have.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't have to wait 20 years or 10 years to live and be happy. I can be happy and grateful for everything that I have in my life right now today.
For sure.
So, you know, I do love that you are taking that time to be intentional, spend time with your fiance, enjoy life today for what it is. That's awesome.
Man, and that, what we were talking about before we came on, that car accident I had, like, that really put a lot into perspective.
Yeah.
Of,
like, well, and the listeners don't know about this. So
yeah,
if you want to
true.
Share that story, go ahead, man.
Yeah, I was last week, I was getting onto the freeway and I just completely blacked out, like lost consciousness. I didn't fall asleep. I just lost consciousness and ran into, went across four lanes of traffic and ran straight into a concrete wall. And I guess I skid like 100 yards down the freeway and was sticking out into the freeway. And I hit my head so bad, that huge concussion, knocked myself out after I was already knocked out. I mean, I don't even know what happened, but that if it was any other time, but 4:45 in the morning when there was nobody on the freeway, I was going across four lanes of traffic. I could have got T-boned. It could have been a thing where I was rolling the truck. Like, it could have been way worse than it was. And I'm lucky to still be here.
Right.
Honestly, like if that was any other time, if that was during rush hour, that would have been horrible. So it kind of threw a lot of things into perspective of one moment where you just randomly black out can change everything. So, it brought a whole new perspective into things of, I mean, I don't need to work a million hours a week. I don't need to constantly be trying to do all of these things at once. Like, just, I'm happy with the life that I have, and I absolutely love the things that I get to do and the people that I get to be around and the experiences I get to have. I mean, we always want more, but at the expense of what, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. What are you willing to trade for that?
Yeah, exactly.
Just for, listeners' sake that may not be familiar, you were on 435, I-435, which is, it loops around Kansas City, the busiest road that goes all the way, circles around Kansas City. So 4:45 in the morning, I'm still, it must have been a miracle that there wasn't somebody there then. It's a heavily traveled road. So
for sure.
Very, very glad that turned out the way that it did. You lost a car and you're here today.
Yeah. So. Well, and they said the crazy thing was, the vehicle that I was driving to had independent suspension on the front. So the left tire climbed the concrete wall and came back down and then skid another 100 yards. But they said, if I was driving any other vehicle, I would have gone straight into that concrete wall and it would have been 10 times worse.
Yeah.
So just the fact that I lucked into buying whatever car that I bought, I mean, it was another just random blessing.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that worked out that way.
Yeah, me too.
This show is about the process of becoming successful, the journey to becoming successful. We focus the energy of this, of really digging into how you became what you did, not so much what you've accomplished and what you're doing, which that's great. And that gives people an idea if they're interested in getting into the same types of things that you are.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you, how did you get where you are? I know that you didn't start out in the things that you are. This is all fairly the past 4, 5, 6 years of of your life that you've kind of gone this direction. But talk about what you originally planned on when you were in high school. What did you want to do? What did you see your life being?
Man, I was going to be a doctor. That was the only plan I had. I was going to be a neurosurgeon, and that was the only plan that I had. I did all of the courses. I did all the volunteer work. I did all the shadowing hours. Like, I had thousands of hours of just the prerequisites that you have to do to be able to get into medicine. Went through college, even in high school. I took classes at the local community college after I was done with high school. Like, I would go from high school. I had practice after school was over. And then after practice, I went straight to the community college to take more classes so that I could shorten that time frame of being in medical school, or of being an undergrad, so I could get to medical school quicker, so I could get to be a doctor quicker. Like, I had this whole thing planned out. And then 2 weeks before I was supposed to graduate undergrad, I did graduate undergrad, but 2 weeks before graduation, I was reading two books, Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, and then Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I had never been a guy that got into books. I just randomly had somebody, I don't even know how I found these books, but they just came across my desk and I started reading them. And I'm like, I had not stopped to take a look at what I wanted my life to be for a decade. So I did. And I'm like, I'm going to be 35, maybe even older by the time I'm done with medical school. And then I get to start potentially doing something there. And I'm going to be $500,000 in debt at the least. Mm-hmm. And then what? I mean, now it was the same idea of, I'm still going to be working for somebody else. I'm still going to have to see 1 million patients. I'm going to be working 16-hour days for somebody else. And I really hadn't taken a step back to go, well, why do I want to do this? I mean, I wanted to help people. Mm-hmm. That was the whole point of what I wanted to do. And through those two books, I was like, there's other ways to do this. And there's other ways to make a bunch of money. So I quit. I had gotten accepted to medical school, quit that path. And my parents freaked out, but then I went and got a corporate job. And quickly, within the first couple of weeks, realized that corporate America was not for me.
Not your jam.
It was not. No, just I couldn't deal with all of the strict rules and regulations. And my mom was an entrepreneur, so I had that little bug inside me. So while I still had my 9-to-5, I was learning real estate, and spent a ton of time and spent a ton of money on coaching and mentorship and all kinds of different things to try to get myself out of what they call the rat race. Even when you start a business, you're still in the rat race. That's still part of it. You don't 1,000%.
Yeah.
People think that you start a business and you're out of the rat race. No, you're just in your own rat race.
Yeah.
So I started down that path and learned a lot. Wasn't quite ready to go out on my own. So I started working for a guy that was very successful back in Kansas City, moved back to KC, started working for him, and then knew it was time to go and branch out on my own. So I had this year-long non-compete that I had signed when I came on. So I figured, what's the best way to kind of cut into that non-compete time? So I went to Europe for 4 months, just backpacked Europe, and then came back and started working for another house flipper, but I wasn't doing any of the stuff that was against my non-compete. I was doing the construction on the houses.
Yeah.
So I spent 8 months doing construction on houses, and it was one of the biggest blessings in disguise, because now I understand construction so well, just from having to do all of these things, all those little things that you don't think about when you're going to buy a property. I was thinking about those things. Mm-hmm. And when I eventually started my business, as soon as that non-compete was over, those things were getting factored into the budget. I wasn't missing very many line items. Like I was dialed in on those things. And it really set the stage for my investing business. So I ended up buying my first property for $13,000 and put 40 grand into it, sold it for 95, made 35 grand. And that was the beginning of everything that we've built so far.
High five. I like that. It's nice.
Yeah. Yep.
So you are talking about your real estate, you're getting into it, all of the things. It's interesting that what you need is happening, even if it doesn't feel like this is what I need at this moment.
Yeah.
You're doing a job to kill some time until your non-compete's up, but it's actually what you need.
Yeah.
And I see from your Instagram, some of the videos, I actually just watched one this week, I think, where you were educating people about, if you're getting into this, there's more than just what you're paying for the property, what you believe it will sell for.
Yep.
You know, you have to be able to account for things that you are not actually figuring. There's always going to be some discretionary things that are going on that you're not anticipating. So if you don't have that buffer space, like, I love that you are educating people that are also wanting to get into this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We're doing a lot of that. Actually, before I hopped on here, we have a webinar that we're doing on Sunday with a bunch of people who are interested in this space. And we're basically teaching them everything. So I'm hopping on a webinar at 7 p.m. on Sunday, and it's going to be a 2-hour webinar where I'm breaking down everything, showing people exactly how to do this. Trying to do that in 2 hours,
it's probably,
there's a lot that goes into it, but
you probably can't get through everything in 2 hours, but
probably not, but we're
and,
gonna
and
do
not
as
that
well.
Everybody will absorb everything, but if they can pick out a handful of good ideas, you know, and start implementing a few things at a time. Cause I try to educate myself in lots of different areas. Real estate is a big, I'm a realtor. I'm constantly trying to diversify what I am doing and what I know, my knowledge base. But whenever I try to leave with everything, I usually can't do that. You know, I'm juggling all these balls and I leave with two. But if I leave with two, I'm going to implement the hell out of those two. I'm going to run with it, man.
Exactly. That's great.
So you mentioned the books that just kind of seemed to appear into your desk and happened to be there. And I am a firm believer that there's no such thing as a coincidence. Everything happens for a reason.
I agree.
And I have a similar story of, I was driving and I was catching Dave Ramsey, a little bit of Dave Ramsey, and listening to it. And I'm like, you know what? It was expanding my mind that I can do more than I am.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be working all the time just to also struggle. And we had gotten to a point where we were comfortable-ish. We didn't have a whole bunch of money left over, but we were paying our bills, and that was cool because I didn't ever grow up with money, and you know, it was different. It felt safe and secure, but I was unsatisfied because I wasn't living to my potential.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with delivering. It was fine. I was delivering fire sprinkler pipe, but I felt like I had more to give and more to do. And I can't do this with the money that I have. I can't help people out that are in need. I can't extend myself. So just little things like that. It was no coincidence. Dave Ramsey happened to be on while I'm sitting in traffic in Kansas City delivering fire sprinkler pipe.
There you
so,
go.
You know, one thing led to another. Good habits. You know, you start working out. And that was the same thing. Listening to a 65-year-old man talking about, you only have one body and you got to take care of it because this is our responsibility. This vessel we have to use that. And the more that you are capable of with your body, the more energy, the higher your vibration is, you know, you can really go down a tunnel with that too. Get crazy with it.
Yep.
But what would you say was something that positioned you to be successful and gave you a competitive edge?
It's a good question. One of the things that I've done consistently in whatever career I've been in is time blocking. It is so easy to just bounce from task to task to task and menial. And you never really, you look up at the end of the day, you feel like you're accomplished, but have you really accomplished anything? Mm-hmm. You've just put out fires. So when I started to time block and I started to have specific times of the day when I am doing specific tasks, that are moving the needle forward and not just anything that came across my desk. It wasn't like, this is how I used to do things. Things would come across my desk and I would immediately do them like that. That's the whole corporate vibe, right? Like you're living in your inbox, you're doing whatever comes across your inbox and you just feel overwhelmed. So I put a stop to that and said, I was telling people in the business, if you need something and I don't get back to you right away, there's a reason. I am in one of my time blocks. So mm-hmm. I would have specific times that I laid out during the day that I would do each specific project. And it's crazy how much the needle starts to move when you are focused on those things. I have timers that I set on my phone they're basically productivity timers. And there's a great app called Forest that I use. It's kind of cool. I'll explain it, but you set the timer for however long you want and it grows a virtual forest for you. If you use your phone, it kills the entire forest. But at the end, when you start to grow these trees, there's a nonprofit that will actually go and plant real trees based on the number of virtual trees that you grew. So it's kind of cool.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that either. That's awesome.
It's awesome. So you're being productive and you're also, I guess, helping the environment a little bit because you're planting real trees. But that was one of the biggest things that I implemented early on. And that was kind of the catalyst for me realizing that corporate was not my vibe because they did not like that. They wanted me to answer things as soon as they came across my desk. And I'm like, guys, I'm in the middle of working on, a proposal for one of our clients. Like, you're going to pull me away from that to go do some ancillary thing that you guys need right away. Like, this is not productive. So when I started my business, I had that mindset of, these are the things that I'm going to get done. These are the hours that I'm going to get them done. And then I have blocked off time that says, okay, any of those fires that I need to put out, I'm going to put them out between the hours of this and this.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, and you're not spending all of your time being reactionary to,
for sure,
to other people's problems. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got your own agenda. You have your own things that you want to get done. And that has to take priority. It really does. We being people that are in service of others, we want to make sure that we're taking care of everybody, but a lot of times people will put their own needs on hold. They get so busy that they believe they don't have time to go to the gym. They believe they don't have time to invest in themselves. But me, I can very quickly identify whenever I get away from that. I'm like, oh, my schedule's getting too full. I don't have time. Yeah. You have to make that time because when you're not putting into yourself, you're not getting into the gym, you're not doing the self-development things, whatever that is. And I don't know, I was going to ask you what your day looks like, but if I'm missing my reading for an extended amount of time, if I'm missing meditating for an extended amount of time, if I go more than 2 days without going to the gym, I'm like, okay, I gained like 39 pounds. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't feel good. I don't feel like I have the energy to do it. It makes it harder to get up and do it. I took 3 months off of this podcast, October through February. And it's been a challenge to get started again because I lost some momentum from going. I was like, well, I've been busy. I'm going to get ahead. I'm going to do all these things. And I did start a business and I had a lot of things going on, but I lost some momentum because I didn't keep going. It's a lot easier to keep moving forward once you're going than it is to get started.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and just give me, I just got a notification. I've got 10 minutes, but
yeah, we're good.
What does a normal day look like for you? You said you go to the gym 4:45. So I want to hear what your day looks like.
So my alarm, I actually have this little whoop thing so it doesn't wake up the fiance. It vibrates on my wrist to wake me up. It's fantastic.
That is awesome.
And it's not like some loud alarm. So it wakes me up at 4:30. I'm in the car by 4:40-ish, to the gym by 5, work out from 5 to 6-ish, Then head over to the office, make my coffee. I'd meditate when I get to the office. And then I have already most of the time planned out my day the night before. So I know exactly what I've got going on. And one of the biggest things that I've done that's really helped me stay as productive as possible is I don't schedule anything before noon. There's nothing on my calendar before noon. So I've got my entire, from when I get to the office at 6:30 until noon, where I can just hammer out whatever I need to. Any appointments are scheduled afternoon. And it's been one of the best things that I've done. I just started implementing that about 3 months ago. So the afternoons are usually filled with appointments, but in the morning time, I have that blocked off schedule where if I'm working on, some marketing stuff for the real estate side, I'm working on that. If I'm working on, the security side, I have that time blocked out for that. If I'm working on the painting company, I have that time blocked off. And there are specific tasks that I need to get done each day, and I'll map those out the night before and make sure that I have the time to be able to get those things done.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you doing this by yourself, or do you have a team working with you?
This side of things, like those tasks, I do those things. Those are the things that I know that I have to get done. Like
your tasks.
Those are my tasks. Yes.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to get the team to do this time blocking thing, but it's everybody's role is so different that it's difficult to get everybody kind of in the swing of that. But I make sure that they are well aware that we are not scheduling appointments before noon. If you guys need me for something, it is afternoon every day. But we do have a good team that we built out here on each side of every business that we've got, virtual and a lot of people in the office now. So yeah.
That's great, man. How many people do you have on the team? Do you know?
On the security side, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people on that side. The real estate side, we've got 7 people. The painting company, we have 2 crews and then an operations guy. And then 3 other people on that side. So we've got a fairly large team that we manage across all of our businesses.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Just a few more questions. One.
Yeah.
What do you dream about? What do you dream the next 5 years? What do you see your life looking like in 5 years from today?
You know, what's crazy is I have it right here on my phone. So my screensaver on my phone is, I got to get rid of all these notifications. Hold on, but it's right here on my phone. So my life by 33, I have all of these things mapped out. 15 million in personal real estate owned, house on 8 acres, house in another state, monthly travel, mobile work life, 150,000 in personal passive income monthly, 300 houses built, 1 million plus followers on social media, 100 people through our nonprofit, hosting events with over 1,000 people, and my friend group with an average net worth over $1 million.
Dude, that is mind-blowing big. I am excited that you have big dreams.
Yeah.
And I honestly, you have it on your phone. You're looking at it. How many times do you look at your phone screen every single day?
A ton. Yeah, it's right there.
I'm going to do this.
I
have sat down and spent time with my dreams, my goals, but I don't have it as my home screen. And I think that's powerful just to see
it
that
is.
Over and over and over again. You hear when you get in the self-development world, you hear, write it down, you know, write notes where you'll see it and put it somewhere. That is brilliant.
And one of the things that
I'm going to steal your idea once again.
Do it.
I love it.
And one of the things that I want to say is people are afraid to talk about their goals and people are afraid to talk about their dreams because they're afraid they're going to get criticized for it, right? If you're getting criticized for your goals and your dreams, you're in the wrong groups. You need to find different friends. You need to be around different people who are going to support you. Because when I first started doing this and I was telling people about the goals and the dreams that I had, they're like, dude, that's crazy. There's no way. Like, that's not even realistic. And consistently, I keep hitting those goals that I'm setting for myself. I mean, I don't hit every single one of them, but I'm still a lot closer than I would have been had I not written it down.
Yeah.
And now I'm in groups and I have people around me that are supportive of this, and it takes so long because people don't want to see, there's a lot of people out there that don't want to see you do better than them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're around those people, you're around the wrong people.
Yeah.
You got to be around people who are collaborative, who want to see you win, who you want to see win. And it's a whole mindset shift when you start to put yourself in those situations.
Yeah. There's power in proximity of the right people.
For sure.
Getting in the room and rubbing elbows with people that are not just supporting you, but they're also accomplishing things themselves. Yeah. And if you are just floating through, I'm trying to think of what Zig Ziglar called it, a wandering generality, I believe, I believe that's what he said.
That sounds right.
Wandering generality.
Yep.
But without that, where would you be? What would you accomplish? Who knows? But I guarantee it wouldn't be. Whenever you have it in front of you and you're looking at this on a regular basis, you're focused, and it helps bring you back, and you can keep track of, okay, well, what do I need to be? If I'm going to be here then in 5 years, what does that mean that I have to do right now today?
Yep. Exactly.
So, dude, I really appreciate you. What is something you have somebody to give advice to? Is a kid probably in high school getting ready to get into the workforce or go to school or whatever? What advice would you give a kid in this stage?
I think it goes back to what we talked about before. The whole idea of we're all just here for a blip of time. In 100 years, no one's going to remember any of us. And somebody may be remembered in 100 years. In 1,000 years, you're not going to be remembered. So quit trying to please everybody. Quit trying to do things that you think are within societal norms. Do things that make you happy. Do things that are bold. Do things that are big. Go and explore those big dreams and chase after them, because you really, it's a cliche, but we only get one chance at this. And every single second that ticks away where you're not doing something that's headed towards whatever big goals and dreams you want to do, what are you doing?
Yeah. I love it. How can people find you, Ben?
I'm on Instagram we just switched over to a new page.
We
built a new Instagram page. So I think it's the Ben Allgaier now. The Ben Allgaier, and all of the stuff that we're putting out, all the free value that we're putting out is all going to be on that page. So if anybody's interested in getting into real estate investing, or we have some financial stuff that we're talking about there, how to build out your financial life to propel you in the future and kind of build you and set you up for a retirement life that you want, and hopefully sooner rather than later. And everything that we do, we post about most of it on there. So it's all right there. If you want to reach out to me there. I'm most active on Instagram. So
you are very responsive on Instagram. I will tell you, you are more so than I am. That's fantastic. I love it. But I appreciate you coming on, and
thanks, man.
I'm excited to see what your future looks like as it plays out.
Great. Good deal. Thanks for having me.
All right, brother. Have a good day.
Yeah, boy.